you said, oh, wow, this is great. It feels like walking into a party full of interesting people. And I felt like, oh, wow, this is crap. It feels like walking into a party full of people I don't know. And welcome to episode 216 of Art Juice. This is honest, generous and humorous conversations to feed your creative soul and get you thinking with me, Louise Fletcher.
And me, Alice Sheridan.
And this week, our topic is going to be new things in the form of new social media platforms, Threads. Yay! I don't know if you can sense my sarcasm, but we will get into that. But before we talk about the new thing that we've been tackling, what have you been up to this week, Alice?
Well, due to inconsistencies in recording schedule,
it's only a few days.
Feels like it hasn't been very long. So I am going to just offer you a lovely visit to my aunt and uncle. And an overnight stay. Anybody interested in that? I think not. Shall I offer you cutting my son's hair? I think not. I have, though. I'll tell you what I have done. I've had a little bit of I had a day where I had things to do and I sort of got distracted and ended up doing, it was a little bit of, why do I have all these papers when I have a remarkable still? Then I went back to the, so I was just doing a little bit of that sort of mid-year tallying up, because holy smoke, all of a sudden it's July. And I had quite a lot of self-recrimination about a lot of things this year that have got started and derailed. I'm not going to give you a list because that would be a bit boring, but I just thought it was really interesting to notice things that were either on the list that I have never really been interested in starting, things that are on the list that I've started and done 90% of, quiz, hello. and also perhaps just some things that, right, they weren't even there and I've done them anyway and really enjoyed them. But it's funny because I've got to sort of mid-year in this sort of like, oh, well, where are things going? Kind of who knows phase. And I just think it's worth mentioning that it's not always linear.
Yes, for sure. I mean, I haven't done such an organized thing, but if I was to look back through, I keep a notebook still, even though I've got a remarkable, I keep my old notebook. I don't know why. I think being able to look at pages.
It's the flipping. You can't flip in it very easily. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's also being old, an old fogey. And everyone don't write me emails telling me I'm not old. It's okay. Everyone always writes me loads of emails. But I'm consistent with the thing that always has to be planned ahead, which is the annual course. That always has to be worked out along the way. But I find where that kicks in for me, like in my membership, I have a monthly thing where we do a theme, and we had a meeting, my community manager and I, right at the beginning of the year, and we mapped out what those themes were going to be for the year. And then when we get to them, I go, I don't feel like that. I'll do this. And I do something which I couldn't have dreamed of at the beginning and which is fine and works really well. So I'm wondering for next year, do I even bother sitting down and doing this plan? Or do I just do, I mean, sometimes it's handy to go back to a plan when you are stuck, isn't it, for what to do? It's handy to have something, but I rarely stick to it.
I think if it makes you feel more rested at the beginning of the year or at any point, having a plan or something that you're going to follow, that is a good enough reason for doing it.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you something, because we talk about planning in terms of educational things that we do, but with creativity, I never have. Last year I had an exhibition to work towards, so there was that. But do you try and plan your creative year as well?
No,
that doesn't feel possible.
The only thing that I have is if there is an event or an exhibition that I've got to be prepared for, that will be in the diary. So I guess I have that sort of hovering, but I don't have that many of those these days, because one year I overdid it and I just didn't like that feeling of having to produce.
Mm. I was just wondering if there is, if there are people listening who do map out their creative year in the same way I map out my kind of teaching year and have plans, like in May, I'm going to work on this body of work and I'm going to have it finished by then if they don't have an event. I bet there are people, but for me, it's very much what I'm feeling like.
And I think I used to do that when I felt I when I needed more, when having more structure gave me more sense of purpose and direction, and that I was doing something and I needed something to stick to. I did do that a little bit. I did think, okay, well, in this, I have three main working chunks. In this part, I'm going to stretch and concentrate on doing a body of work that includes more large paintings.
Mm-hmm.
And then I might develop a smaller series of work. So it was a little bit more conscious at that stage, which probably what was more efficient, if I'm honest, if efficiency is what we're after.
Yeah. Yes, I would think so.
So I think it was helpful. And now there is a bit of flexibility. And I don't know, maybe I'm just saying, look, it's interesting that without that, without those insistent things, perhaps, that sometimes we can feel as a bit of an obligation or a should do, it's interesting, like nobody's clamoring asking for the quiz. Still think it's a good idea. Mm. I still know that it will happen eventually.
Yes.
But I just, it's just that thing of maybe a pattern in myself. Isn't it interesting how I start things and don't finish? And sometimes there are good reasons why they just get dropped. So it's just kind of like, well, okay, that's that. Anyway, so that's what I've been doing. Not, you know, having little bits of studio clear outs, discovering whole piles of paper that is full of enough content for scheduled social media posts for about three flipping years ahead, if I could be bothered to do them. And I would absolutely have zero interest in posting any of those.
They were just things you wrote down at some time in the past.
Yeah. You know, and I sort of think, you know, there's gold on these bits of paper. They've never made it to the light of day because they've felt important at the time. And yet, if I did say, okay, take all of those, write a social media post, put it in a... And that, as soon as you start talking like that, I kind of feel like my soul shrivel up and die.
Yeah.
I just can't do it. I can't do it like that.
No. I'll often do that with video ideas or blog post ideas. I'll jot them all down in a spreadsheet. But then when I come to look for ideas, it's that same thing. It's like, yeah, but I don't feel like these. I feel like doing something different, because when I wrote that down, I was 6 months ago and I was different.
I think there's a difference as well between writing down an idea to be done at a later stage. That's very hard for us, for you and me, and the way we operate. I think if there was space to do it at that stage and then just schedule it or something later, that might work. But even then, I think I would kick in, because I like doing something and I like sharing it when the energy is high. Like even if I made something now, like a video or something, and I was excited about, when it actually came to post it, I'd be like, really? That? I don't know.
Yeah, true. Well, I've been, speaking of observing yourself, I've been observing myself on this decision making about an outside space. And I had a really good conversation with our friend Georgina, who people have heard on the podcast. If you didn't catch that, it was a few episodes ago, about limiting beliefs. But this was a limiting belief of mine, or a false belief of mine, was that there was something wrong with my decision making procedure, because my decision making process to me feels very chaotic. Mm-hmm. I'm in this direction, something else comes up, I go in this direction, I feel very strongly, I'm so positive, and then I think of something else. And she said, you know, without getting into human design, that's part of my design, is to have this emotional, I think you've got it too, this emotional decision making. And she said, can you picture it, instead of picturing yourself, oh, why can't I make a decision? Can you picture yourself like there's a little Pac-Man going along, munching information, and every bit of information that comes up, you just munch it down. And yeah, maybe it changes how you feel. And when you stop, the Pac-Man stops moving, then you know it's you can make a decision. And the other thing I remember reading about that emotional decision authority is that you never fully know. You never know the right one. You just feel like, well, this is the best of two options.
Yeah. And I think that that emotional wave element, I think at one point I heard something about kind of sleep on it and see how you feel tomorrow. And then I went, oh, okay, this is an emotional wave that is supposed to be resolved in 24 hours then.
If it is, I'm screwed because mine can go for months.
Exactly.
But when you, I think we talked about this last week about self-acceptance, honoring what your own preferences are, and other people might say to you, if you're that kind of person, oh, why can't you make a decision? Yeah. Just make a decision. It's like, no, I can't yet. Yeah. Go away with your logic. Go away with your analysis. I'll be make a decision when I'm ready. So, main topic this week, just after we recorded, actually, I think it was the day after we recorded, I opened up Instagram in the morning, as I usually do, and all of a sudden, there's this thing, do you want to come and join Threads? I can't remember what it said. I was like, okay, I don't know what that is, but let's see. And the next thing you know, I was in Twitter 2.0, or early stage Twitter 2.0, Twitter that I remember when I used to use it. And I saw you were there, or you came, I think you got up later than me. So you were there very, very quickly after me, and a few people were already there that I knew. And as the day went on, more and more people arrived. And so we thought we'd have a little chat about Threads, because you may have used it. You may have signed up and not know what it is. You may be like my friend who said, Threads, I said, I see you on Threads. And he said, yes, I have no idea what it is, but like a sheep, I followed everybody else. And now I don't know what to do now that I'm there. So you may be like that, or maybe you've never heard of it, or maybe you saw it and went, ugh, no. And yeah, we thought we'd have a chat about our experience of it so far. Mine is extremely limited, but I think Alice maybe has done a bit more. So did you immediately jump on when you saw it?
I had no idea what it was. I had no idea it was coming. There had obviously been discussion about it before. I'm in happy oblivion.
Yeah, me too.
It was only when somebody in the membership group said, so what do we think about Threads with a capital T? And I was like, well, I don't know what that is. And they said, oh, it's like Instagram's answer to Twitter. And my immediate thought was, why would they want to do that? Why can't they just like fix Instagram? Like, is this just going to splinter Instagram even further? And why would we be doing that to ourselves? Like, why would we give ourselves another thing to do, another place to go, seriously, another place to make content in inverted, you know, do we need it? Now, my relationship with Twitter, I quite like it for things like the jokes that people on watching the coronation in real time. But other than that, it's full of local angry cyclists and political, and just like, it's never been a place that I've used for my art. Occasionally I do quite like going to it just for the variety of other stuff. But my initial thought with Threads was, no, I'm not going to do that. I joined within about 10 minutes.
Can't help ourselves just to have a look. We're too nosy not to join.
I was like, how hard can this be? So basically you go to the app. I think some people, I didn't get a prompt on Instagram, and I don't think it's in my Instagram bio that I'm on it yet. It's supposed to pop up as a little link showing your Threads number. But beginner's guide to how you do it and what to look out for, without giving you any best use or best how-tos, I went to the app store, searched for Threads, downloaded the app, clicked on it. It basically says, do you want to sign in using your Instagram account? You click yes, and that's it, you're in. And then it is a separate little app. It has a black icon, and it's a separate little app. And it is, at the moment, it is very simple. What's nice about it at the moment, no ads. No ads. There is videos. You can post photos, and when you post images, you post them in the format, so it doesn't crop them to a square. It does it shows them in a continuous feed, like just as you post them. It doesn't kind of squish them into particular shapes. That's quite nice. Photographers are really loving that. But it is also just quite a lot of random, broad, chatty conversation, thoughts on things. That light touch of it is feeling quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
It also is quite random. You get some quite strange things in your feed. I know at one point you had a load of football stuff. I haven't had that
still
yet.
Trying to get rid of
you're
football.
Still getting that.
I just deleted Jack Grealish this morning. I'm like, I don't have nothing against Jack Grealish, but I'm not really that interested in football. I wonder if it's because I like Ted Lasso, but I don't think I've even talked about that on social media.
Have you done the thing where you have to train it like a new puppy?
Yeah, well, that's what I say. I keep muting the people that I don't want, but I keep thinking, right, Man City, why on earth would I want Man City in my feed? It's very interesting. There must be a reason why, but it wasn't just that. It was rappers, and I don't like rap music, and American basketball players. I used to like baseball, but not basketball, so I don't know what that's about. So, but it's got better. That was like day one and day two. There are still a few football things popping up. What I found odd was that Instagram, like you and I have been on Instagram and Facebook for a long time. Mm. They know way more about us than we ever want them to know. And yet they didn't, maybe for a reason, maybe that was, it must be a deliberate choice, but they didn't use that knowledge of you to shape your feed.
Right.
They let you start from, they had you start right from scratch all over again. And I found that odd because I thought they would have used all that knowledge. Maybe they wanted to be out with it quick and they couldn't be that sophisticated with it because they're obviously capitalizing on Elon Musk's weird meltdown that happens on a daily basis. And they're obviously thinking there's a massive opportunity here if we just jump in.
Yeah.
His reactions have been quite funny. That's a whole thing all by itself just to watch that. But yeah, I found it a bit overwhelming. I think the thing that struck me about it, and this is what Twitter was like for me as well, but not right at the beginning, but it got more like it, that it felt like it was almost like you said, oh wow, this is great. It feels like walking into a party full of interesting people. And I felt like, oh wow, this is crap. It feels like walking into a party full of people I don't know. So some of it is personality based when we choose a platform.
Mm-hmm.
It is like going into a party. And I used to find Twitter a bit overwhelming for that reason. But what I did used to love about Twitter in the early days, so I used it for my other business, not art related. And if I remember, and I don't know how you did this, but it seems to me, and I'm probably remembering wrong, that you used to be able to kind of tune into topics that you liked.
Yeah. Well, Twitter had hashtags, doesn't it?
Is it through hashtags? Is that how we did it?
Yeah, and there were lists and things.
Lists, that was it. Yes.
Yeah, and what you can't do yet, so there's no hashtags yet on Threads, and you can choose to follow somebody, but you can't then get just a feed of just people you followed. So yes. It seems to be that, so that when you log on, you are shown in your feed a mix, and it seems to include, for me, over the last few days anyway, they'll probably have changed. Like, we're recording this on, what's the day today?
Tuesday.
Okay, we're recording a little bit earlier because I'm away at graduation. So by the time this comes out on Tuesday the 18th, it'll probably all be out of date.
Yeah.
But on the 11th of July, there are no hashtags. And yes, you can choose to follow people, but in your feed, you get people you followed and sort of things that they suggest. So I seem to be getting a lot of posts with, you know, those really large accounts that do sort of funny memes.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, they're quite entertaining, but they've probably got already a million followers on Threads. So I guess Threads is kind of going, well, lots of people like this. Do you like this too? And the only thing that I think is maybe that's the case with the footballers, because they already have a large following.
Yes.
So they're quickly quite large accounts. So they get shown. But I'm quite enjoying a little bit the slightly odd random conversations about, I don't know, books to read or
I think
not that art stuff.
Yeah,
but I can also see how quickly it might become a bit tedious,
bit much.
A bit of a time
but
suck.
No, I think that's a really good point, because what I was thinking about with early Twitter is I used it very much as a business thing back then, but I also used it to keep up with the news. So I'd follow some news people that I knew I wanted to hear from. But the way the lists or whatever it was they used to do back in the mists of time, it made it very easy to be strategic. They almost held your hand and said, look, you can. So the way I used it, for example, is I made contact with a lot of recruiters because we worked in helping people find jobs. And we got a lot of referrals that way, because I made friends on Twitter with people who helped people find jobs and journalists who worked in mm-hmm. careers. And something about the way it was set up just made it very obvious to you, here's how you can go and use this for work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put some personal things in, and I loved my Twitter feed for a while because it was just full of, and I think I've said this before, but one guy I remember saying, what I love about Twitter is it's such a nice place. Everyone's so friendly. So everyone's saying that about Threads, be warned, it won't last very long.
Right.
But with Threads, you could still do all those things. I could still sit there and be strategic and go find.
But you can't, because at the moment there's not a brilliant search. Like the search at the moment is literally seems to be only somebody's what's in their name.
Right. So I couldn't go interior designers if I was interested in making connection with them.
No. I tried interiors, and what came up is only if they've got it in their name. Now, I'm sure that will change, because otherwise people will go, what is the point of using this?
Yeah.
Because there has to be some kind of payback.
Yeah, because I've seen people. Sorry, go on. I'm interrupting.
I was going to say, unless there are a lot of threads on there saying, please, no search, no hashtags, no DMs, no opportunity to get spammed by NFT collectors. You know, we don't want any of that. You know, we just want this light kind of touch in. And what Instagram themselves are saying, and this is the bit that kind of irks me, is it's a place to have public conversations about what you're interested in. Right? I have no problem with that. Why can't we do that on Instagram posts? Because in the old days, we could do that. And I don't know if you've noticed that on a lot of Instagram posts now, it doesn't even say if it's got comments on.
Right. No,
you have to click the little speech bubbly thing. So if somebody's, you see the first two lines of what they've started talking about, and you don't even see, 26 people have replied to that. So you're actually an Instagram taking out the things that make it easy to be engaged in a conversation. Maybe they've done that because they want everybody over on Threads. My concern is that they're just splitting it up, because actually, you can have discussions on Instagram. You can reply to people in comments under, you can start interesting things on Instagram. Mm. Why do we have to go to Threads to do it?
Yeah.
And if you're following something, there's no follow. Like, you know, on Facebook, you can click the three little things and say, you know, notify me of new comments on this thread. If you're in Threads and there's a discussion that you're really quite enjoying, yes, if somebody replies to you, you'll get it. But there's no kind of, bookmark, I want to go back for this later. So it's very instant.
Yes.
Very disposable. And there is an element of that that feels quite refreshing. No strategy. And I wonder if it's something that's just going to get chucked up and thrown away quite quickly.
Yeah, I suppose I've seen a lot of people saying, as you said, let's not talk about art on here, or let's just have a place for conversation that's got no business purpose. And I think that sounds really like a big waste of time to me. Not that I think speaking about when it's not about business is a waste of time, but I don't want to sit on social media doing it, because I'm busy enough and it's nice to have actual conversations with real people if I want conversation. But that's just me. That's my preference. So for me, I have to be able to figure out a way to make a social media work for me in my art business, whether that be selling something, but more often just gathering inspiration or ideas or meeting people who are connected to that world, I'm not craving a place to go and chat about TV shows or books but that's me as an introvert. I can see how extroverted people and people who are lonely or, you know, isolated from other people or have interests that no one in their life has an interest in. Say I loved football. This would be brilliant because I could chat about football on here because I don't know anyone in real life who likes football enough to talk about it. So that kind of thing. I can see all sorts of, the way I think about it is, I think we can only really focus on maximum two of these platforms. And so I think it'll shake out where people choose. Yeah, I really like Threads. Like, say you used to love Twitter, but now you think it's a cesspool. Well, Threads could be perfect because you can start again in a nice new world.
Yeah, the question is, how long is it going to stay a nice new world? I mean, it went from 10 million within the first hour. I think there's 100 million people signed up for it as of yesterday. Mm. So that was within the first like 5 days or something, which is extraordinary. What you should know, for people listening, maybe we should have said this right at the beginning, is if you, because it is linked with Instagram, if you sign up to it and it's linked with your Instagram account, you then can't delete it.
Very clever on their part, because they
yeah, so that shows them, okay, we've got all these billion users, because you then can't delete it. But what you can do is you can deactivate your account, and you can, of course, you know, delete the posts that you put on it and just not use it. I can't really see a huge concern about that. If it bothers you, you should know that. They have also said that they are working on a way to separate them so that they can be two separate things. The thing that's nice about it, and the thing that I think at the moment everybody is a little bit happy and excited and jumping up and down and sharing around, it'll just be interesting to see how it settles down. The thing that's nice about it is that you can share links to things. So it could be a way to share interesting resources, articles that you found, and to talk about those kind of things. And because you can share links to things, is it just going to become another marketing tool that you feel bombarded with? And when they get to there, it's not even when they get to a billion users, they say when they're on track to, they're not going to do any advertising until then. But, you know, without a doubt, it'll come at some point. What would it feel like then?
Yeah. I do love that you can share, because one of the things that frustrates me about Instagram is I see somebody else's artwork that I really love, or say somebody who's in my group and I want to share it and say, look how fantastic this person is. Can't do that. It's all about me when we're on Instagram. And so I love the idea that we can retweet, because we're let's call it what it is. We can retweet their thing. We can rethread them. But I am struggling with that. So when I retweet something, it's just a link, not the person's image. Can I retweet their image? Or do I tried two different ways and I gave up. Yeah, what it did with the image one I shared, it was someone having a good discussion about studio space and they had a beautiful studio. I don't know who they were, but I thought, oh, that'd make a nice post. When I did the re-thread button, it just gave my comment with a link. So that would be nice if we could reshare images, because then we can promote other people and help each other out, and that'd be a nice feature.
Ah, that's interesting. I'm just gonna have a look through. I have reposted one of somebody else's and it has reshared the image.
I know, I saw that. So you did something that I didn't do. I did something wrong. Because I tried it in two different ways and then I went, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. And I haven't got time to look this up. Sorry, everyone, this is very in the weeds. But these are the kind of things you go through when you go on a new platform. It's like, why did that not do what I expected it to do? And how am I supposed to do it?
You see, and I quite like that figuring it out stage. I quite like the fact that it feels a bit open and there isn't a set way to do it yet. And it does feel like it could be quite light in the way that, but this is the thing, in the way that stories used to be. Wow, wow, wow.
I'm sure if we could get somebody from Instagram on, they could tell us all the reasons why what we're saying isn't possible and why they've done this.
Because so how is this going to be different then? Is this not then just going to end up with the same problems?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
The stuff with the random feed is just going to be like, oh, it's too random. We want to see things we're interested in. Oh, okay, that means you've got, and some people will be saying, well, then my stuff isn't getting shown because...
Yeah, it's all the same. Whatever social media platform you choose, it has pluses and minuses. The way I think of it is, this is another opportunity for us, because again, I'm thinking of this as a work thing, because I don't think that I'm interested, again, this might be an introvert thing, in spending my evenings chatting to strangers on a social media platform. But as a work thing, it's another opportunity. If you don't like the way Instagram works, or you're fed up with Facebook or whatever, here's another place where maybe you can be strategic and find people to connect with and have interesting conversations that inspire you and all of that. But I think if we try and pile it on top of what we've already got, so I've got a Facebook page, an Instagram account, a YouTube channel, and now I can't do that. So at some point I'll have to choose which one am I going to maintain. I've noticed, this is interesting, I haven't really looked at Instagram for a few days. Is that just because it's shiny and new on Threads, or is that because it's more interesting on Threads?
I don't know. A lot of people have been saying that. I don't know. I mean, we're just going to have to wait and see how it pans out. I don't know.
I'm also noticing, and there's one lady in particular, and unfortunately, I can't remember her name. She's an artist. I wish I could, and I'll never find it on Threads. But she was so good at using it instantly. I just noticed, oh, this person, her posts are all interesting because they were all questions, interesting, chatty questions. She was getting tons of engagement. And it didn't come naturally to me in the way it obviously came naturally to her, to have conversation on social media. And you, I think, were much better right from the offset than I was, because that idea of, again, maybe it's an introvert thing or maybe it's just me, but it's like, okay, I'm going to ask a question. I already do that on Instagram, and on Instagram I can follow the answers, but on here it feels really like loosey-goosey and I don't know how to go back and find my answers necessarily, or is anyone going to see when I reply to them? The way Instagram and Facebook works, where you post something, you make a statement, and then you ask a question, that works with my personality. But this woman was just asking questions and everyone was jumping in and her thread was hopping. And then I saw you and you asked some questions and seemed, it was just probably the way we would be if we walked into a party. You would find the first interesting looking person and start asking them questions and get to know them. And I would go see if I could find someone I know and sit in a corner with them. Maybe that's what it is. So there'll be people listening who are both ways. And the other thing, we've kind of been trained with social media to announce things. So we've been trained to promote ourselves, whether it's for a business or just for yourself. You make a post, you share something, here's me and my family on holiday, we're fantastic, or we're having a horrible time, or whatever. You make an announcement, you broadcast. And now we've got to shift and chat. And that'll be interesting to see who makes that shift easily and who doesn't.
I think that's right. It will just be interesting to see as it goes on whether, I mean, it's, you jump straight to how is this going to work for business strategy? I jump straight to, oh, how nice, somewhere that I don't necessarily have to be
thinking about
that.
But you don't have to think about that at home, and you don't have to think about that with your friends, and you don't have to think about that.
No, and I don't have to be thinking about that. And I'm not thinking about that all the time on Instagram, but what I do on Instagram is have a sort of focus to what my content is about, or what I share, or what feels relevant. There is a kind of longer term story about it. Whereas on Threads, it feels like all those different weird elements. Like, I'm not suddenly going to post on Instagram a recipe.
Mm.
Like, that's the kind of thing that I would have shared in stories. Mm. It's not the core of what I'm on Instagram for. It would have gone on to stories, those little bits. And often they get great engagement and they're nice and people chat and then they give you advice. And I quite like that part of it. Whereas that is almost, that's quite a lot of what Threads is about, it seems.
Yes. Yes, me. I agree. I think it's very much like when I said that then, I didn't mean to say you shouldn't like that because you've got friends. I meant it's that, again, it's that personality difference of, are you someone who enjoys chatting to strangers?
Yeah.
In which case, this, you know, are you the person in the supermarket chatting to everyone in the queue and really enjoying it because you met some interesting new people? Or are you the person who's tapping your foot thinking, I've got to be somewhere else and all these people in the queue are in my way? I'm that one. You're the other one.
Yeah.
And that is where it'll shake out, I think, for who uses it. But I do think it's very important when we're in this for work, this thing we do, to check out these things and see if it would work for you. Because what if everyone moves to Threads? What if the other two, Facebook and Instagram, die and you're left there on your little Instagram account posting to no one? So I think it's always worth being involved. If you do this for a business, if you don't do this for a business, I don't think you need to look at it if you don't feel like it, because
I mean, you know, this might be another one of those things that you feel that I spend time on, and then you look back at the end of the year and say, look what happened in July when you spent 2 weeks, you know, working out how Threads worked, and then that was a waste of time. Possibly. Point is, we don't know what the outcome's going to be yet, do we?
And you don't know who you might meet on there that you wouldn't have met on Instagram because of the way that works.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's all interesting. I think it's possibly more challenging the older we get. So I'm thinking of listeners who are, I was going to say, even older than us, because we might have listeners who are younger. I remember when I was in my 30s, when new things came out, I was just excited. A new thing to learn. Brilliant. Go learn that. And I'd learn everything really quickly. And the more technology that changes and the more things come out, I still love to check out new things and keep up with it. But I do find myself thinking, oh, my brain's full. Now there's more things to learn. I wonder how I feel in 10 years. Will it then feel even harder? And I'm sure it will, because my mum and my stepdad are quite good with technology. They do online banking and they're on Facebook and that kind of thing, but they're not, there's some things that completely defeat them now, and they're certainly not going to be hopping on Threads to find out what it's all about. And it does get harder as we get older because our brains are not as good at wiring, etc. However, one of the ways we keep our brains good at wiring and firing new things is by trying new things and seeing if we like them. So I'm just speaking to people who are older than us. Maybe don't rule out things like this. Give it a try and don't just say, oh, I'm not a technology person, because it can be good for you anyway.
It would be interesting, the whole demographics of it, because like people talked about, you know, being on Snapchat or TikTok. I mean, Snapchat seems to be very definitely much younger generation and more messaging than you know, sharing. But there was a stage where people are like, oh yeah, you need to be on Snapchat for business. Now, whether I never hear that now because I'm not on Snapchat and it's just not in my bubble sphere, possibly. I'm sure there are people who are using Snapchat for business. I don't hear about it.
I don't know. Interested. But I hear it from teenagers who are on there, but
right. But I wonder what the demographic will be. It just seems to me that very much the vibe at the moment is this is like Instagram used to be in the early days, and it feels quite nice. Can we keep it that way? And that's kind of quite a nice sense of being. So I'm happy to play a little bit longer, we get anywhere a little bit more information based, maybe we'll chat about it again. But at the moment,
I've got one request. Go on. Everybody that's requesting, can it stay like this? Can we not have ads? Can we not? Please, please, for God's sake, when it changes, don't fill my Threads feed with complaints about how it's changed, because I can't deal with it, because it will change. And it will like change. You said, there will be ads and there will be algorithms and there will be all that. And it's free. That's what I always say to people. So it's free. If you don't like it, you can leave. And if you want something that goes like, if you want something that fits your specific criteria, I'm having a little rant now, you can go find a programmer and start something. But if you are using something that's free, that somebody else created, we kind of have to go with the flow and however it goes.
Do you know what I wonder? You know how they've brought in the subscription thing for the blue tick on Instagram? I wonder if they're going to go a little bit down the YouTube route of this is free, but you pay a subscription if you don't want ads.
Possibly. We will see what happens. But, well, I'm not sure if that was informative or anything, but if you haven't checked out Threads, at least now you now know what it is and you can go have a play.
And if you have a Google, there's probably lots of social media influencers who give you like they pretend they know all the answers already.
Actual information.
Yeah, and you can probably even buy courses on it already.
Yeah, probably. Has anything inspired you this week?
Well, I've got a new podcast that I've discovered. It's a little bit early days, but I've enjoyed the episodes that I've listened to. It's called 10% Happier with Dan Harris.
How strange. I just put that on my feed the other day.
How
we
weird.
Must have mind melded.
I think it's been going a while.
Yeah, I think it has.
How did you come across it? I came across it. Was I searching for something? I think I might have been searching for something, and there was an interview about a lady who went away and did meditation training, and it was a nice conversation.
Yeah, I can't remember. I know I went searching for more podcasts because a lot of mine have gone on summer break and I was looking for things to listen to, and I added a few. And yeah, I've listened to a couple and they're really interesting, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and quite in-depth conversations. Well, yes. I'm going to recommend another one then that I found at the same time as I found that one. Hang on, I'll see what it's called, because this is quite nice. The Daily Stoic with Ryan Holiday. He seems to do, I'm very new to this, but he seems to do some long interviews, but a lot of short 10 to 12 minute ones. So they must be the daily ones. And it's about stoicism as a philosophy, but it's about how to interpret it in modern life. And I've actually found, especially the ones he does where he just, like, he's got, this is going to sound fascinating. Here's an episode. Epictetus, that's the name of the person.
Know him.
Discourses Part 2 on Preserving Character. Right, that doesn't sound very exciting. But when you listen, he'll take a seminal text from that philosophy, Stoicism, and then he'll just talk it through. And he's quite chatty and nice. And I've found a couple of them quite helpful, just in terms of thinking about things that are happening currently. So something to look at if you're interested in that kind of thing.
I just have to be careful for listening to any of that with actual philosopher in the house now, because I did find...
Whatever
his name was, Epictetus, quote for something and mentioned it once to Theo, and he was like, "You have completely misinterpreted the entire point of Stoicism."
Well, you need to. Okay.
Well, it kind of made sense to me. And he was like, "And then you have to understand how it fits in the history of the this and who he learnt from." And I was like, "Oh, do I really? Okay."
I mean, like the quote.
Yeah, and yes, he's got a point. It's a little bit like the history of art, hasn't it? You know, it fits and everything fits into place. And also, you can just like the one thing. But yeah.
Yes, you can.
So maybe that's one for the car on the way up to graduation tomorrow.
Oh, to be so sure of your wisdom, to be young enough to be so sure that you know everything, that would be amazing.
Come on, we do get better as we get older.
We do. But it's lovely when you're young and you think you already have it all figured out and everyone else doesn't know anything. That's a lovely feeling until you start to realize, oh, hang on.
You are only ever going to know 1,000% of the what is possible.
Yeah. And actually, most of the time I'm wrong, not right. And, oh, what does that mean for everything else that I've ever said through my life? Right, on that happy note, everybody, we will leave you for this week. I will be back next week with a special guest. In the meantime, have a wonderful creative week and we'll see you again.
See you, bye.
Bye.
Okay, right.
Okay. All right, so I'm in charge, aren't I? So, hi and welcome. Hi and welcome to episode 216. This is, oh God. How many times have I done this? I'm going to edit out this pause because I had something really good to say and now it's gone. It was a direct response to what you said, but this is my brain at the moment. It's completely gone. You were saying about...
sharing links.
Oh, that was it.
It does feel like it could be, and some people have said, sorry, that wasn't a complete sentence. It does